The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What are your thoughts on the Trevor Bauer accusations?
Where the hell did that come from?
He said, if only there was just a really quick way to increase your spin rate. What if you could trade for a player knowing that you could bump his spin rate a couple hundred RPM overnight? Imagine the steals you could get on the trade market.
Let's attack the fact that maybe the Astros are actually pretty good at doing research and figuring out what's going to work better. In Verlander's case, they studied a slider and they showed him how to spin it differently. That's cheating? Okay.
AKA said, never been a big Skip Bayless fan, but what are your thoughts on him telling a big school basketball player for not choosing Vandy? Don't ever tweet at high school kids over their choices of where to go to college.
Yeah.
Like, that's the worst.
You're a loser if you do that.
Skip Bayless is a douchebag. I don't mind, like, if you say, hey, you should choose our school. Like, once they make a choice, let it go. I don't like Skip Bayless.
You know what's sad is he used to actually be a pretty good writer.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A-J is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero in the snow part, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. Lots of interesting stuff. All available on podcastarena.com. We welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners. And, I think I've officially completely sobered up now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird feeling.
Yeah.
I was enjoying the first 2 hours a lot more. Yeah, if you're just joining us, we did a whiskey podcast earlier today. Actually started at 10 o'clock. We had quite a bit to drink. And then had a little bit to drink afterwards and did my best to get everybody else here a little bit drunk. And then I kind of passed out in my office for a little bit, and then we did the show.
That's awesome. I wish I had an office to pass out in.
Well, but it's not comfortable. I mean, it would be like passing out in here.
Oh, that's what I did.
Because I just put my – well, yeah, you had a couch, so I just put my head on a desk. And
did you lock the door?
I don't have a lock. I closed the door.
Okay.
And
so no one would come in.
Yeah, although fortunately Josh came in to wake me up at 3:40 because I told him.
Call.
Because I figured, yeah, I'm gonna sleep through it. Although yeah, I have this little clock in my head. So, like, I told him 3:40. At 3:39, I woke up on my own and said, okay, good. I'm good to go. But, and if you want to watch us on the live stream, the link is on our ESPN Facebook page, but it's just livestream.com/GalMedia. Go find that or forwards, whatever the slash is. I don't care. It's a slash.
Slash.
Yeah. Not the good slash.
You're not like, guaranteeing direction.
Yeah, it's not like Guns N' Roses slash. It's not a good slash, but it's there. So, yeah, just been going through all kinds of cool stuff. Talked a little Astros, talked a little Rockets. We'll have a bunch of Derby stuff for you this week. So if you're into that, all good.
If you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah, I know some people are.
Yeah, you are.
I am, yes. And I will have, I'll have a podcast with RJ Bell, too, on pregame.
Nice.
And I'll have some picks on pregame, but most of my stuff, almost all the good stuff will be free. That's just kind of for the national people. And then all that money gets donated to charity that I make from that. But for the people here in Houston, I'm going to just give it to you guys.
Tune in.
I'm going to do a video on SportsMap that'll have some stuff. We'll have the podcast with RJ. I'll have some stories on SportsMap. Going to be basically when I get home tonight, after I take another nap, I'm going to be up all night handicapping the races because we have the draw.
So, okay. That's tonight?
That'll be tonight. So tomorrow I'll be fully prepared to discuss everything. I mean, I'm already pretty prepared, but once again, the phone needs to go.
You got to put it on there. Come on, Fred. Come on. Be a pro.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying. So 713-780-ESPN if you wish to get in. Do you have any opinions on the other basketball tonight?
I don't know. I mean, other than like who's going to win or what are you looking for here?
Just a little analysis. I mean,
I would expect that the Cavs come out and look good at least for the first half tonight. Which again, I don't bet the NBA, but if I did, +4 in the first half,
okay,
would be a play for me just because the Cavs are coming off a series where they looked like crap. It's recency bias, basically.
Right.
Didn't look good against the Pacers. Everyone's like, oh, they should have blown out the Pacers. Pacers really outplayed them in that series. But again, we know what Toronto is in the playoffs, and I don't trust them.
Don't either.
And then as far as the game tonight, I see that series being maybe even less competitive than the Rockets Jazz series. I am curious to see Steph Curry tonight. Like I want to see how many minutes he plays, what he looks like. I don't expect the Warriors to be pushed by the Pelicans.
Yeah, I think the Pelicans can win a game.
Maybe.
But that's about as far as I'm going with it.
Yeah.
But what did you think of the Celtics last night? Your beloved Celtics beating the 76ers.
Well, I don't care about the Celtics.
You love them because you're a white guy.
No.
You're a child.
Well, I am a white guy, but no, I don't love them. Yeah, it was a disappointing result, obviously, for the Sixers, who, man, I wonder what's going on with Markelle Fultz, who's now, he was a DNP yesterday. You're talking about the number one pick in the draft, who now can't even get onto the court.
Yeah.
That's an odd situation they've got going there. And I understand Ben Simmons is going to play a lot of minutes at the point, but, I mean, you're not going to use him at all? That just seemed odd to me. But the Celtics played really well. Al Horford stepped up big time. Jason Tatum stepped up big time. So without, my biggest concern with them was, you know, no Jaylen Brown. Who's going to put up points for him? Well, it was those two guys. Terry Rozier put up points. And I don't know that he's done it. He's had a game like that all season. He put up 29 points on 11 of 18. He was just on fire from outside and basically carried that team. The Sixers, though, I would consider it a pretty disappointing night offensively for anyone not named Joel Embiid or J.J. Redick. They got they got some points from Bellinelli off the bench. They got nothing else from their bench. That ain't going to fly.
Yeah, and I know everybody's kind of on that 76ers wagon, and I'm kind of
myself included, yeah.
But that was a good win for the Celtics. I don't know that they can keep that up, but the one thing we said yesterday, I mean, they do have the best coach, and you know that makes a difference, but I still think the 76ers have more talent, and I think they come out with a better effort in game two. Did you see that the sports books that took money on the draft got their asses kicked?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Westgate and William Hill.
Well, yeah, they got their ass kicked by Kansas City Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Blocked Kansas City Joe. But apparently one of the bets that they had was whether Saquon Barkley would go ahead of Josh Rosen. They had Rosen as the favorite.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they took a bath on that one. And apparently Nevada has not allowed betting on the NFL draft, but the law was changed last year. So, I mean, it's always been online, and it's not something I care to bet on. But that one, there would have been some value in that if Josh Rosen was the favorite over Barkley. Because I think there was some thought that he would be probably the third or fourth quarterback at best. Barkley was going to go top five, right?
Yeah. I don't think that there was ever a situation. I don't know if I ever saw a mock draft where he didn't go in the top five.
Yeah, yeah. Because one of those teams wasn't going to need a quarterback, right, and that was going to be the guy to go. Daniel asked, what would you and AJ consider the best overall Texans draft class in their history? 2006, 2009, or 2017, which still hasn't proven itself, but did produce Watson. I think the 06 draft.
2006 was the best.
Yeah, with it was Mario and Owen Daniels and D'Amico Ryans. That was the best one they've had.
Yeah, that got them several players that were, you know, franchise guys. But I mean, Mario Williams was a franchise guy for them. D'Amico Ryans was you couldn't have asked for more out of D'Amico Ryans. Eric Winston was your right tackle for how many years?
Yeah.
Who else? They got Owen Daniels, like you said. I don't know who else they got. But David Anderson was in that draft.
Yeah.
They got a lot of guys that played for them for a long time. I think that's the best one.
936 says, thanks for making a bad day end on a good note. Keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks, man.
Sorry you had a bad day, man. That's kind of what we're here for. It's just get you home in one piece, get you through the traffic, hopefully entertain you. And, admit that we did dumb, drunken things today.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do. But, hey, it was business. There is that.
That's true. Who was the 2009 draft? Is that Cushing?
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I mean, I remember the 2006 draft pretty well.
Yeah, 2006 draft that's the one that always jumps out to me.
Yeah, 2009 was, let's see, I've got like all the Texas.
Cushing, Barwin.
Caldwell, Glover Quinn,
yeah,
Anthony Hill, James Casey, Bryce McCain, Troy Nolan, all those guys except for Nolan played with the team, but none of them were
Mario Williams or D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah, Glover was pretty good. Connor Barwin got better when he left.
They did get Arian Foster that year, just not in the draft.
Right, right. That was which was a good pickup. Boy, I'm looking at some. They've had some really awful drafts. 2007. Okoye, Jacoby Jones, Fred Bennett, Brandon Harrison, Brandon Fry, your buddy Casey Stuttered, Zach Dials. What a group. But yeah, that 2006 draft, people forget actually Charles Spencer was turning into a player before he got hurt. You had Mario Williams, D'Amico Ryans, Charles Spencer, Eric Winston, Owen Daniels, Wally Lundy, and David Anderson. But even Spencer looked like he was going to be a player. So, yeah, I think that was a bad point. They've had some really, really bad drafts, though. When you go through these, almost all of them, 2013, you had Hopkins, and then the rest of your draft, DJ Swearinger, gone. Brennan Williams, bleh. Sam Montgomery.
Yeah.
Trevardo Williams.
I mean, that's one of the worst drafts ever.
Yeah. So, basically, from that group, you have Hopkins, I guess Quesenberry's still on the roster, and Ryan Griffin.
Is Quesenberry still on the roster?
I think he is, yeah. I don't know for sure. 2014. Oh, look at... Here you go. Jadeveon Clowney. Okay, not bad.
Good at sport.
Xavier Suafilo.
Not good at sport.
CJ Fedorowicz. Dead.
Yep.
Louis Nix. Tom Savage.
Do you remember how excited people were about Louis Nix? Like they got like some sort of great steal with him?
Yep, he turned out to suck. Jeffrey Pagan played some for him. Alfred Blue, okay, he's still around. Jay Prosh, who, okay, whatever. Andre Howell, that turned into a decent pick. Lonnie Ballantyne. 2015, okay, again, you had some pretty good at the top. Well, I don't know, Kevin Johnson, we're still not sold on. Bernardrick McKinney's a good player. Jalen Strong, failure.
Yeah.
Keith Mumphrey, I don't even know if he's alive. Rashard Clyatt. Christian Covington, good player. Kenny Hilliard. So two players out of that draft.
Wow. The Texans are historically, like, outside the first round, they might be the worst drafting team ever.
And then, okay, so 2016, Will Fuller, still, you know, jury's still out. Nick Martin, jury's still out. Braxton Miller is pretty close to we're saying, okay, he's done. Tyler Irvin hasn't really worked out. KJ Dillon, eh. DJ Reader, your best pick might be your fifth
round
pick.
Might be, yeah.
And then the 17 draft, we just don't know. Watson, obviously. Zach Cunningham. Dante Foreman, who, you know, we'll see how that injury affects him.
Yeah, that's the bad thing is Foreman and Watson both look so great and both had
devastating
injuries.
But if they're healthy for a full season, then yeah. Julian Davenport, don't know yet. Carlos Watkins played a lot for him, don't know yet. Tristan DeKalb, still don't know. Kyle Fuller played some, still don't know. So... yeah, I can't put 17 up there yet until, you know, we see what some of these guys do. It takes 2 to 3 years to judge.
Unless you really suck.
Yeah.
We can tell pretty early.
Yeah.
Speaking of, Kevin Johnson, fifth-year option picked up today.
I think that's kind of smart because
they didn't really have...
If he turns out to be good, if he bounces back next year, you've got him at a reasonably affordable rate. And if not, you can cut him and... before it's guaranteed, and you're fine.
Yep.
So I think it was the right thing to do.
All right, guys, got to say about dirt-free carpet cleaning, spring pollen and other allergens, they're out there. It's the springtime, so they're out there everywhere. This pollen's everywhere. It's coming into your house through dirty air ducts, foot traffic on your carpets. Get a jump on allergy season right now How do you do that, you might ask? It's simple. Dirt Free Carpet. They've got the spring special going right now for a limited time. They'll clean three rooms for $100 and they're going to give you a free speed dry. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water. They're leaving behind soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens and can make your family sick. Dirt Free doesn't do that. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt Free Carpet. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. And they'll clean three rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed dry. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Where I hide out from my boss, in my cubicle, where I get lost in my thoughts. Although my life is beautiful, I reach my cubicle, I get the blue screen of death, and I don't want to call.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Did you see your buddy J.J. Watt is somehow still on the NFL Network Top 100?
No.
Came in at 84th. Can I just say, well, first off, this is one of those things they do to get attention, and good for them. Second off, I can't watch Good Morning Football anymore. It's like I try to see how long I can go before I have to change the channel. Like Monday, I wanted to hear some draft stuff, right? And they've got Nick Mangold on ranking beards. Mm. That's what they do the Monday after the draft. So, yeah, that show sucks. I mean, it's so awful. I've tried to give it every chance to be decent, and it's just terrible. But you know, so now they're going to do their top 100 list so everybody can talk about it. And they've got JJ 84th. Love JJ. Does not belong in the top 100.
Not based on what he did last year.
No, he was barely on the field.
That's what the whole thing's about.
That's what it's supposed to be about. But no, if you're 84th based on that, okay. But, I mean, so Deshaun Watson should be number five if we're going to use that standard.
Well, it's funny. Sean Pendergast, who hosts a show on another station that sucks balls.
The station or the show?
I don't ever hear their show because we're on, okay. We're on the air.
So the station sucks is what you're saying.
Yeah. The competition. He tweeted the other day, and maybe yesterday, I don't know, but he said that with the NFL Top 100 coming out, where do you think Deshaun Watson will end up? And he said he's putting the over-under at 29.5. Which,
ooh, I'll go over.
He's got to be over.
Yeah. Right? Hey, give me money on that?
I don't think so. But, okay. Like, I can't picture him even. I don't think he should be in the top 100. He played in six games. Do you think he should be?
No. I think he should be in the top 100, but like 98.
If that.
97. Like the bottom 10 there. I think out of respect, he was incredible. And his season numbers are actually pretty good considering how little he played. But that's not, he couldn't be any higher than 95, 96. I could see putting him in there out of respect.
Respect for his six games played?
Yeah, I mean, because he did dominate those six games, and I could see that, but you can't put him any higher than that. You certainly can't put him in the top 30.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mikey's talking about, I just hear the worst Texans draft with no reference or benchmark to other teams. Seems like the Texans are being compared to the Texans. Who else are we supposed to compare him to, Lamont? We're talking about Texans drafts. We're not talking about Patriots drafts or Chiefs drafts. You know, I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, you can go compare them to other teams, but that's not really the point. We're just talking about the Texans. So, 979 says they had Jimmy Garoppolo in the top 100 as well. So, yeah, if he's in there based on basically the same body of work as Deshaun, okay, I could see them both being in there in the 90s, but come on, man.
Yeah, like, where was Jimmy Garoppolo at?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, one thing I will say for Jimmy Garoppolo last year was, I mean, he didn't lose a game.
No.
So he went out. He played what, 5 games last year for the Niners. They won all 5 of them. That's something. But I still don't know if I'd put him in the top 100.
8-3-2. Did Watson have better stats than Bob Griffin in his rookie year over the first 6 games? Yeah, he was on pace
to be.
Yeah,
awesome.
He was on
like
a
awesome
record pace for a rookie. He was doing Dan Marino numbers actually. Clowney over under 15.5 over.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, Clowney's numbers are not that great.
No. But I will say he's better than his numbers say he is.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to judge a guy at that position. We always had this with Mario Williams, right?
Yeah.
Because of the impact goes.
Like, how much better does he make everybody else on the field?
Right.
And I believe that without Jadeveon Clowney, Whitney Mercilus isn't what Whitney Mercilus is. You know, a lot of the guys on that team aren't what they are. And that raggedy secondary that they've got looks even worse if they don't have a guy like Jadeveon Clowney.
I don't think their secondary is as raggedy anymore, though. I mean, I think they've upgraded, especially in the middle of it anyway.
Yeah. Have raggedy corners.
Raggedy.
Old or raggedy.
No. I mean, I think part of last year's problem was a combination of things. I thought scheme-wise they weren't as good. And, you know, that got Mike Vrabel a head coaching job. That's okay. And they got no pass rush. And even with Clowney, they didn't get much of a pass rush. So, yeah, and it wasn't all on – I mean, Kevin Johnson did not play well, no question. But it wasn't all on Kareem Jackson and Jonathan Joseph either. Oh, those guys are a year older, so we'll see. 979 says Jimmy was 90 on the list. Okay, if Garoppolo's 90, then Watson should be 95. And so I'm not sure he should be on the list.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
Yeah.
So what have they done? The top 20 so far?
I don't know. And then
where'd you say J.J. Watt was?
84.
My guess is they've probably done 20.
Okay. Yeah.
Deshaun Watson shouldn't be in the top 80 players from last year.
Yeah. And Lamont says, LOL, if you were saying the Texans are the worst drafting team, they need to be compared to others. Nobody's saying they're the worst. We were just looking at their draft.
I did say I think they're one of the worst drafting teams after the first round.
Well, then you should go and look at all the other teams. But my point was
this is a hot take, Lamont.
No, I mean, all we were doing is looking at what they've done and some of their drafts and basically saying those drafts sucked. So, you know, that doesn't need to be compared to other teams. That's pretty obvious.
But we did compare some of their drafts to some of their bad drafts to some of their good drafts.
Yeah. That's it. And it was about them. It's not about other teams. So, you know, I mean, in this case, if you're just looking at what they did, no, I'm not going to go through every other 31 teams and what they did that same year.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't the point we were trying to make. The point was that they haven't drafted very well. Somebody asked who their best draft was. And, you know, we mentioned that and we mentioned some of their worst drafts. But they've had a tough stretch of where they really haven't gotten very many players. And the reality is, it's rare to get a draft where you hit on a bunch like the Saints did last year.
Right.
That was pretty incredible. But, you know, if I went and kind of added up their percentage versus everybody else's, I don't think they're much worse than everybody else, but some of those drafts were pretty bad. 713-780-ESPN. He says Lattimore was 82 in the top 100 is a joke. I thought he was pretty good, though. Then 832 also says, isn't there some fat computer nerd who crunches those draft analyst numbers? Probably.
I was looking at Lance's draft class grades, like the power rankings. He graded everybody's draft.
Yeah.
The Texans 28th. You want to hear the teams that he thought was worse than the Texans?
From this year?
Yeah.
He had the Texans 28th?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they didn't have a one or two. So
I mean,
guess.
Yeah. Like, it's their overall haul. Yeah. 28th is even like, well, that's pretty impressive when you have your first picks in the third round. He had the Chiefs worse. The Chiefs, who also didn't pick until the middle of the second round.
Right. Rams didn't pick until late either.
The Eagles, who didn't pick until pick 49, so they picked after the Chiefs even. The Raiders he had at 31, which I think I disagree with him on the Raiders because I like Colton Miller.
I like Colton Miller and less than you do, though. I think he's got a chance to be a bust.
And I like Arden Key.
I do like Arden Key, but I think Colton Miller is...
And I like P.J. Hall, the kid from North, like the defensive tackle.
Yeah. So.
And then 32, he has the Saints. He said they have the worst draft.
Yeah, he said that on air yesterday. Yeah. He didn't like that. So,
all right. Worst last year, or best last year, worst this year.
Yeah, I think the Saints will be better than we think. I don't know about the Raiders. I'm kind of iffy on them. But, and I the one thing I'll say about the Eagles, have you seen the rugby film on their seventh round pick?
No.
That guy is awesome. Go and look up their seventh round pick. Look up his Aussie rugby film. It's like this gigantic 6'9 guy just running over people. It's hilarious. I don't know if he'll ever be a football player, yeah, but it's fun to watch.
All right. The Washington Post put together a giant list, or I guess the ranking, every draft pick every team has made since 1996. And this article was published in April of 2016. The Texans rank number 23rd. They have a grade that they do in terms of number of games played, Pro Bowls made, all that kind of stuff.
That doesn't surprise me. What I was saying is, if you say who's the worst team at drafting outside of the first round, I think you'd be hard pressed to find someone who's gotten less from round two and beyond.
I'd have to go research it, and frankly, I don't have the interest in that.
I do.
Well, you go research it.
No, I don't have the. I'm too lazy.
No, you go do it. If you're that interested, go research it.
Okay.
You mean to send this article to you?
Do what?
Do you want me to send this article to you?
Then you can just take the first round picks out.
And just copy it? Yeah, that's a good idea. That is a good idea.
Can I get a shout out to Big Frank? Yeah, you can get a shout
out. What's up, Frank?
All right. You know what I didn't have today while we were doing this podcast was my Thrive. And I wish we
should have had that.
I know. We did not have Thrive Plus. Which, if you're going to drink, guys, you don't want to drink without it. This was a tactical error on my part. And listen, I love drinking alcohol, but once you get over 30, man, you can feel less than 100%. Guess what? I felt less than 100% this afternoon, and if I'd had my Thrive Plus, I'd have been fine. And you might have seen them on Shark Tank. Great, great product. Made right here in Houston. And if you order it today, you can have it delivered by 4 o'clock tomorrow. That simple. Designed to reduce alcohol's negative effects, makes you feel better after you've been drinking. And all you have to do is take 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before going to bed. It's that simple. And listen, guys, a lot of people ask me, does this work? Yeah, it does, because I sure wish I had it today. The first hour of the show would have gone a lot better for me. So if you want to order Thrive Plus, just go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. This stuff is fantastic. You need to try it. It's basically a buck a pill. So for $3, you're going to avoid any kind of hangover. That simple. So DecideThrive.com, DecideThrive.com. Get on board today.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Step back out of my way. Head first into the maze. I won't be broken.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I had to shut my computer down. That fan or something was making a weird noise.
Yeah, it was
kind of coming out over the air. So
loud.
So I don't have a computer for this segment. So what do you guys want to talk about? Let's
we're gonna think shop here. Is that what they call it?
I don't know what they call it. I don't know what they call it. I'm just saying I don't have my list of things here to talk about.
Did you see what Kanye said
about
slavery?
Slaves could have just left if they wanted to. Yeah. If they hated their situation so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Kanye trolling black people right now?
I don't know.
Gotta be.
Or he's trying to push his new album, which I don't know if this is the correct way to do it.
Like, does he realize that rich white old people aren't going to buy Kanye's new album?
I guess he doesn't. I don't know.
Is he trying to kiss up to Trump supporters?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Okay.
But do you think Trump's base is going to spend a lot on Kanye's new album?
Well, as you know, I'm a big Trump supporter.
And you're a big Kanye fan.
Maybe he's trying to get them to buy his clothing because they are a little expensive. And his shoes, they're expensive.
Yeah.
Although he does pretty well on the shoe and I don't know about clothing, but he does well in shoe sales.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, it's an odd thing to say. And I watch on the Twitters. There's a lot of angry black people at Kanye. But, I mean, listen, what are you going to do? I think it's shtick. I don't know. But
sounds like it.
That's what it sounds
like. I didn't hear it and didn't read it and didn't really pay attention. I don't pay too much attention to Twitter reaction to anything anymore because most of it's as mindless as the actual comment that got the reaction. But, yeah, I'm sure he was just doing that on purpose. But 713.
You're not deep in the mind of Kanye?
No, I don't know anything about Kanye, really.
Hmm.
I've maybe heard two of his songs. And
you've heard more than two of his songs?
No.
I promise you have. I mean, if you have, you live in,
nope,
in America.
Nope.
Okay. You're wrong. But that's okay.
No, I couldn't tell. It's the same thing.
I'm not saying you can't name them.
No, I can't. You've heard them. I can't name them, and maybe I've heard them, but I don't know. I know that.
You've heard the Gold Digger song, right?
No, I don't know what that is.
John, play that. There's no way that you've lived in America for this long and not heard this song. I don't care what kind of an old you are.
Oh, I.
She take my money. Well, I'm in need. Yeah, she's a trifling.
Never heard it.
Friend, just wait a second.
Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over town.
You can play this all you want. I've never heard this. Never heard it.
You've never heard this?
No.
Where do you live? Like in a cave?
No, but
do you have TV?
Yeah, I have TV. But I don't watch reality TV. I don't watch garbage. I don't watch any award show.
Like you somehow avoid all relevant pop culture. I don't know how you do it.
I'm sorry how you think that's relevant pop culture, that I'm supposed to know any songs that Kanye West does when I don't listen to any of his stuff. I know that better.
I don't listen to his stuff either. But I hear it though.
But how? I mean, I don't listen to the same shows you do. I don't watch the same shows you do. I mean, what show is that on TV? Survivor? I don't watch freaking Survivor.
Yes, they play Kanye on Survivor.
Okay,
regularly.
Well then where the hell am I supposed to hear it?
Yeah, on Jeopardy is where they play it mostly.
I don't watch Jeopardy.
I'm being sarcastic.
Well, I don't know. What show?
I don't know. They play it on SportsCenter.
I don't watch SportsCenter.
They play it on any. Oh, boy.
I don't watch SportsCenter. I couldn't tell you the last time I watched SportsCenter.
What's the song they kept playing during the NCAA tournament?
I couldn't tell you.
Who's going to win this fight tonight?
Oh, was that Kanye?
No, it's not Kanye. But that song that got played over and over. Fred is the only person who didn't hear it.
I don't listen to that crap. I don't pay any attention to it when it's on TV. If I'm watching basketball, a lot of times I mute it because I don't want to hear the idiots talking. I watch the game. I don't care what they have
all
to say.
Right, all right.
But, I mean, you're just pretending like I'm supposed to know these songs because you heard them on TV. Sorry, I don't listen to the stuff that's on commercials. I don't listen to the stuff that they're using to hype up games because I never watch that. I turn it on when the game starts.
I think you've heard this one.
Yeah, that one I know. We used to do, and the only, you know why I know that song?
Because Jong pushed it on you?
No, because when David Nuno and I did our first show together in this very studio, that was the start.
David Nuno pushed it on
you. Yeah, Nuno put that on there.
Yeah.
But that one I know. But yeah, why would I know? I mean, it's not the kind of music I listen to.
That's not the kind of music I listen to either, but I just hear it just, I don't know, in life I hear it. I don't know how you avoid it.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
You walk around with a mute button on.
Well.
Like, you don't go to, like, they don't ever play music at the bars you go to?
Yeah, but I don't really pay attention to it. I don't listen to it. If it's not something I like, I don't listen to it.
All right.
Like, I couldn't tell you.
I mean, I just think it's fascinating that you're able to just shut everything off around you and never absorb any of that.
Well, I just don't pay any attention to it.
All right.
I couldn't tell you Drake songs. And I'm sure there's a couple that if you played them, I'd say, oh, yeah, okay, I've heard that. But not many. Yeah, I don't know why I'm supposed to know songs just because they're popular and people listen to them if I don't.
Yeah.
So, anyway. 713-780-ESPN. Seth says, Fred, you're a old. It's an old, actually. If you're going to call me that, that's fine. Nah, but listen, it's not just Kanye. There's a lot of people, you know, that I, in a lot of different types of music. That I don't know.
You don't like Taylor Swift.
You don't know any T-Sweezy songs.
The only, you know what? You know why I know songs from her is because you guys play them on the show.
That's right.
Otherwise, I'd have no idea who she is or what she did.
All right.
I mean, that's just, you know, because I'm not going to seek it out if I'm not into it. I don't understand why that's a problem.
And Lamont says, AJ, it's widely known white people purchase hip-hop more than blacks or any other race. He's a fool, but he's about to eat. Yeah, but the white people that purchase hip-hop are like basically under 40. Like, you're talking about, like, if you're playing to Trump's base, you're playing to either older white Americans or you're playing to white Americans who probably aren't into hip-hop, would be my guess. But I don't know. Maybe he's fooling everybody.
Seth says the media pushes it, Fred. You can't miss it. I hate to break it to you guys. I am one of those people who ignores what the media pushes on me. I mean, I study what they do, but I ignore. Yeah, I mean, basically, like if you're, for instance, like I don't watch any pregame sports shows. So they can throw all the music on there they want. I'm never going to hear it.
Right.
I don't watch that. I don't pay any attention to it. I don't pay attention to commercials when they're like I probably couldn't tell you a Hank Williams Jr. song except for the old Monday Night Football thing.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple that if I heard them, I could tell you.
Right.
But for the most part, no. I don't. It's not something I'm into, I don't pay attention to it. And I don't let the media force me to like something or know what something is if I'm not interested. Except for AJ playing Taylor Swift on the show. Then I have no choice.
Okay.
So.
You know the Family Tradition song, right?
Yeah, that one I know.
Okay. Yeah. Good. I was about to
show you. No, you can't. That's one you can't go anywhere without having known.
All right. Just making sure.
Yeah, that's probably the only one, though.
I mean, that's probably his most famous.
Yeah. And just like I think that's probably, well, I don't know if that's Kanye's most famous song, but it's the one I know is most famous.
What's his most famous song, you think, John? Kanye's?
I don't know about his most famous. My favorite is like, The Wire.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like what was the most commercially popular?
It might be Gold Digger.
I think Gold Digger is probably it.
Stronger
is up there, too.
And that's the one I know.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, Strong, let's see. 4 or 5 seconds has the most plays on Spotify. And Stronger is second.
Okay.
That's the 4 or 5 seconds is the one with, I think, Rihanna and Paul McCartney.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's not really...
That's not his most popular song, but that's people are like, oh, Kanye did a song with Paul McCartney? We got to hear that. Good on him. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Bill Advisor. BillAdvisor.com. We've been talking about these guys for a while now. If you have a cell phone, you pay for TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're probably paying too much because those guys, when you started, they said, hey, we're going to give you this great deal. And you said, man, that sounds awesome. And then when you were at home gloating about what a great deal you got on your cell phone bill or your electric bill, the bill went up. And they didn't tell you that, but it did go up. Bill Advisor is going to work with those providers, and they're going to reduce those rates. You don't have to lower your service. You just lower your bill. Week in and week out, Bill Advisor is winning for hundreds of our listeners. Most of them are saving over $800 a year. A lot of them saving thousands a year. They've been running the $150 challenge that guarantees $150 in savings or your money back. They're now so confident they've doubled the guarantee from $150 to $300. That's right. If they don't save you at least $300, they're giving you every penny back. That's real money in your pocket. Still no setup fee. Service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Start the savings right now. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your information and start working for you. One more time, text GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I see I'm too late.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Make sure you're following all the station Twitter accounts, ESPN 97.5, Degenerates 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. You'll get good stuff if you do that. So, well, I have to say, I'm a little surprised we made it through the show today.
Yeah.
Considering that we way overdid it this morning. So, all right, let's do a Hey Man Bleep That. I know you had one you've been saving.
Yeah. In parking lots, when they all the spots are angled one way. Yeah. And there doesn't necessarily have to be an arrow saying it's a one way. It's just known that the way that you angle into the parking spots lets you know that that's a one way.
Right.
Okay. So I'm driving the correct way in that one way. And I pull into this spot, which, by the way, is a horrible parking spot. It's at the gym. It's near the very back of the parking lot.
Okay.
But it was a very crowded parking lot. A woman had just tried to drive the wrong way in the one way to get that spot. And then she waited, like she started, I pulled into the spot. She laid on her horn. And then when I got out, she started yelling at me about taking the spot. And I said, lady, you're going the wrong way in a one way. I don't feel bad for you. You're not supposed to pull into this spot. To which she said, there's no sign that says this is a one way. Which, again, it goes back to, it's just common sense. You don't need a sign.
Right. If the slots are going one way, that's the way you're supposed
to go. That's the only way you can go. But she proceeded to berate me for almost a minute, probably, before I finally just gave up and left.
Was she a big...
No, she wasn't a great big frat person.
That's too bad.
No, but she was very, very angry. And to that I say... Thank
hey
you,
man,
f- that.
Yeah, I would have let her go on for a little bit, and then probably would have started saying some insulting things, which, you know. Mine's pretty simple. I hate when, I was a big fan of the Sundance Theater downtown when it was Sundance, and it got bought out by AMC. Which, a lot of times, and we talked about this on the podcast today about Carbot getting bought out. Sometimes when something gets bought out, it's okay. And so I kind of thought it'd be all right. But we went there to see Infinity Wars Sunday. And I have to say, that place has completely gone to hell since AMC's taken over. The seats are filthy. You could barely hear the dialogue on screen. And they weren't prepared for the fact they had that many people. It's really disappointing. I may not even go back there. That's how bad it was.
How do you not prepare yourself for, like, the biggest movie in our generation?
Because I can't tell you. That's why I'm bitching about it, because the reality is, I mean, that used to be such a cool theater, and it was different and it was unique. And now I got to tell you, it sucks. So, hey, AMC, to you, I say, hey, man, f- that.
Did you guys see this thing about this high school girl that was wearing like a traditional Chinese prom dress? I guess a dress, but she wore for prom. And then she said she loves her. She's like, oh, I love my, prom dress. And then people kind of got outraged because she was kind of appropriating Chinese culture. And then she posted this pose on Twitter of her entire prom group kind of making the girls actually kind of doing the Chinese bow. And she's saying it wasn't meant to be racist. My beef isn't with that, because, if you're trying to wear whatever you want, if you get, hassled by your classmates, that's your fault. But mine is, this Asian guy tweets at her and says, stop appropriating my GD culture. And a few months ago, he used the N-word on Twitter.
And
I'm like, if you're going to call somebody out, if you're going to cast stones, make sure that you don't have any sins in, skeletons in your closet. So to that, I say, hey, man, fuck that.
But didn't you used to always use the N-word on Twitter?
No.
No, you didn't do that?
Old takes exposed.
Yeah,
got to be careful. That can get you fired.
But you just, like, you're half Puerto Rican, so it's okay, right?
Me?
Yeah.
No,
you're not.
He's East Korean.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You got to figure that out, man. All right. Well, fun show. We survived. I had my doubts when the show started, but we managed to make it through.
Yeah. Now, I guess what? I feel sober enough to drive home.
Yeah, me too. It took 3 hours of show and an hour of nap. But, yeah. All right. I want to thank Jong Lee. Great job, Jong. Good job, Hoffman. Did okay today myself. Jong, did we do all right for two guys who were?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Till tomorrow. Stay sports, you bitches.